The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with the season finale of our favorite show, Ms. and Mrs. No, say it ain't so. Say it's over already. Please, no.
It went by more. So fast. So fast.
Six episodes is not enough, but luckily it's been picked up for a season two, so we will get more very, very soon. But this has been a wonderful, wonderful ride to be on. I can't wait, as you can tell, for more. Just sum up the season really quick before we jump into the episode, because yeah, this has been, and we say it every show, but this has been so refreshing to watch. This has been such a wonderful break, especially I feel like after all the drama of Total Bellas, this has been such a breather for it, because this has been so easy to watch.
Very easy to watch, yeah.
It's, you look forward to watching it every time. And that's not to say that we don't look forward to everything that we watch, but it's like this in particular, it's like, because it's just so damn relatable and it's so wonderful.
It's relatable, it's brand new, it's something we've seen before. It's refreshing, it was a nice change of pace.
And honestly, Miz and Maurice are couple goals. Like, just couple goals.
Yeah, very much so. Very much so.
Damn.
Yeah.
That when we say love is real with those two, love is real. Just very much. So we pick up from last episode where we had arrived at Castle Marmiz. It's no longer Chateau.
No, we're now on a freaking castle.
Well, a chateau is really French for castle. So it's kind of the same thing, but now it's just, we're making it public. It's a castle, y'all. It's a very nice house.
Oh, very nice house. This is a lot bigger than what they had.
Your money goes a lot farther in Texas than it does in LA. It's a massive house. I'd probably say it's about 5,000 to 8,000 square feet. It's more of a Spanish style, which is very popular in Austin. And it's all white on the inside, and it's being worked on. We're having renovations done to it prior to moving in. And well, when they arrive, the renovations are still going on. There's lots of construction and there's lots of dust. And well, that's just not good for a 2-week-old. So they all make the decision that, well, we're going to all pack in Marjo's little casita for the time being, because that's the only place that is dust free.
Yeah.
And on top of that, as if, you know, they aren't already stressed enough, they've just been on a stinking bus for 3 days. They haven't showered. They haven't been able to sleep anything.
Ms. was like to Maurice, "You stink." And she's like, "Really?" And he's like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, just kidding. She stinks. No, Miz has to leave for Saudi Arabia to do the Greatest Royal Rumble in 2 days. 2 days. So think about this, y'all. It's right after WrestleMania when they all kind of start this. They've moved. They're moving into the new house. And then he's bailing, what, maybe 3 weeks later to go to Saudi Arabia. And she's got to take care of everything in a good way. I don't want to say bailing in a bad way, but you know, it's basically she's being left on her own to deal with all of this. Can we say insanity?
Yeah.
So Miz gets his Texas driver's license.
He was so happy.
He was so happy. He's an official Texan, y'all. Yeehaw.
Yeehaw.
And well, then they're talking about the movers. And if you have ever done a cross-country move.
Which Lindsay has.
Twice.
Yeah.
It's not like, obviously not like moving local where you follow the movers. Basically, you pack your crap up on a truck, you wave goodbye to it, and you hope to God it gets there on the other end, relatively in one piece. And that's what Miz and Maurice have done, is they've packed everything up on two trucks, they waved goodbye to it, and the trucks left before them. Now, mind you, at the end of last episode, the trucks were supposed to be there at like 9 a.m. on the day that they arrived. Well, 9 a.m. has come and gone. The trucks have not arrived. They have not gotten a phone call about said trucks. So they called the dispatch office, and the dispatch office is like, "Oh, well, you know, we don't know where they're at. You're going to have to call the main office," and they don't open for another like 2 hours. Maurice is like, "What the hell?" And keep in mind that they're on LA time, which is West Coast, and Miz and Maurice are now in Central. So they are 2 hours ahead. So they have to wait 2 hours for the office to open. And they're like, "Well, that's not cool, because Maurice has hired people to come unpack all their stuff," which Miz is like, "Wait, what?"
He was unaware of this, and he asked how much. This is very reasonable. It's fine.
It's fine. It's fine. Everything's fine. We're fine. And he's just like, "You know what? I don't care at this point. Let's just whatever." It's just whatever. So basically, she can't have them in the house if there's nothing to unpack. So that's a problem. And then on top of it, because of there's a bunch of workers in the house and they're coughing and, you know, there's, you know, germs everywhere with the dust and everything else, Maurice wants basically for everyone to wear masks and gloves just to protect the baby, which that's completely reasonable. You know, she's 2 weeks old. She's susceptible to everything, you know, around her. So it, I would say that a certain amount of exposure to germs is a good thing, but you don't want to put her, you know, mass exposure and then something happened to her. So they're trying to be protective of her. And it's like, well, hey, why don't we just go get like surgical masks and gloves and have everybody wear them that's in the house to protect the baby? Because they kept showing this one guy who had this really nasty cough.
Yeah.
And it's just like, totally get it. If that guy was in my house, I'd make him wear one too.
So Miz Googles and finds a local supply shop to go to, a medical supply shop. And he takes Marjo with him.
Yeah, Marjo wants to go. And he's like, oh, great. Yay. We're going to be together again. And she's still mad at him, by the way, for leaving her on the side of the road. And so they go in the store and the guy's like, hey, well, how can I help you? And Miz is like, I need, you know, the surgical mask and the glove. And the guy shows him where they are. And so he's like, great. These are perfect. And in the meantime, Marjo, a grown woman in her probably 60s, finds an electric wheelchair and starts cruising around the store in an electric wheelchair, to which I say, respect.
Why do you say respect?
Because I would do the same damn thing.
Oh, Lord. Lord, help us all.
I mean, Marjo is my kind of person. I like Marjo a lot. She's awesome. So she starts riding around the wheelchair, and Miz is like, no, get off of that. You know, leave that alone. You know, let's go. He's like, it's like taking a 5-year-old to a store. And it is, because eventually she crashes into something and she breaks something and Miz has to buy it.
And he's just like, I'm sorry.
He's like, I'm so sorry. I'm just really sorry. She came with me. I had no vote in this. And so they leave to go. And in the meantime, he's giving her crap for her cowboy boots, because she has cowboy boots. And he's just like, really? You've got cowboy boots. She's French Canadian. She's got cowboy boots. And she's like, yeah, what's wrong with them? They're awesome. I love them. And he's like, okay. All right. She's like, we're in Texas.
And she mentioned she has like 5 different personalities. And he's like, I've seen them all.
Yeah. He's like, I've met all of them. So I bet you have, Mike. I bet you have.
So they get back. He hands out the gloves and stuff. And they're all receptive to it because, you know, two-week-old baby.
Yeah, I mean, it's like all of them were kind of like, huh? And then he's like, look, we have a 2-week-old. And he explained it to the store owner too, and everybody's completely understanding that, you know, it's like, look, we're not trying to be jerks. It's just the baby. You know, we are trying to protect the baby here. So everybody, like you said, very receptive. And, well, then we get the phone call, or rather we call the moving company back, because it's 2 hours later, at least. And they get the dispatch lady on the phone. And they're like, you know, well, it's supposed to be delivered on such and such a date. And she's like, yeah, I'm looking at your contract. And yes, I see where you noted it down for this date. But that was your preference.
Not the actual date.
Not the actual date. Maurice loses her shit right then and there.
She's like, what? Are you kidding me? And she gets on the phone and she just rages on them.
Yeah, because the contract is a contract to them, and it's, you know, basically we said we needed it by this date, and you agreed to that, and the stuff isn't here. And normally, when you do a cross-country move, they give you a window, because it takes about 2 weeks, because I moved from Georgia to Utah, and then back from Utah to Georgia. It generally takes about 2 to 3 weeks. I almost want to say it can take upwards of a month in some cases to get your stuff.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because it's got to be driven across country in a semi, and obviously truck drivers need brakes, and there's more than one. So it takes a while to get your stuff. Now, mind you, Miz and Maurice aren't going as far. They're going from LA to Austin. So that might be pretty...
That's halfway.
Yeah, it's about halfway. So yeah, so I mean, and they left LA after their stuff. I don't know what the time frame was between their stuff leaving and them leaving, but there's a little window there. So anyway, so basically they said that they wanted it by this date. The company said, hey, that's no problem. And then now, well, it's a problem because the drivers aren't there and they don't know when the drivers are getting there. And now, and it's again, they're up against a deadline, right? Miz is leaving in 2 days to go halfway across the world to wrestle. He's not going to be back for a couple weeks, probably. I think that's how long they were gone.
No, they were only gone a couple days in Saudi Arabia, then they had to do Raw and everything before, you know. They weren't gone that long.
But I feel like they did Saudi Arabia and then they turned around and did Europe. I feel like that's how that went.
That was 3 weeks later.
Okay. All right. So anyway, so he's got to go to Saudi Arabia. He's going to be gone for a week and she's got to deal with all this crap. And now they're facing the very real possibility of the stuff arriving with him gone. So, and also they just want their stuff.
They really just want their stuff. Yeah.
Like, you know, they're tired. They're dirty. They just, you know, want to get cleaned up. They want to get changed. They, you know, all this other stuff, like to have all the creature comforts, which if you've ever done a move like that, you very much want them after a while. And when you can't have them, you get really pissy really quick. I can attest to that. I didn't have my bed for a month and I was very unhappy.
Yes, she was.
Actually, I was more unhappy about the fact that I didn't have my washer and dryer. I cannot tell you how many times I, like, counted the days until my washer and dryer showed up, and I didn't have to go to the creepy laundromat across the street anymore. So, there's that. Anyway, they're pissed, you know, basically that they don't have their stuff. So, it's like, okay, well, we're going to make the best of it. And they do have some things because they bought furniture in Austin. And so, some of the furniture has been delivered. It's white couches. So, I don't know if it's rental furniture. I don't know if it's furniture they've actually bought, but they do have some furniture in the house. I'm assuming this is later that the furniture's there because all the construction stuff is cleaned up.
Mm-hmm.
And so they sit down and Mocha, who's the bigger dog, keeps trying to get up on this white couch. And they're like, no, don't get up on the couch. Don't get up on the couch. And as they're doing this, they realize the smaller dog, Pumpkin, is missing. Pumpkin has wandered off.
So, if you notice, there was a shot where they showed her running off. Or, yeah, Pumpkin's a girl, right?
Mm-hmm.
They showed her running off as they were mocking the word preference and stuff. The door was open and she ran off and we all saw where she went, but they didn't see it.
And so now they frantically start looking for Pumpkin because they can't find her. And that's when they realize the gate to their house, the driveway gate, is wide open. So the dog could have very easily gotten out into the street and could be running the neighborhood. Now, they've been there maybe a couple weeks. They don't really know their neighbors yet, probably. So it's, oh God, what do we do?
Mm-hmm.
So they're frantically running around trying to find her. And they run into the casita and there's Pumpkin with Margot. And they're like, what? She's been here the whole time? And Margot's like, yeah, she was in here listening to my music with me. And they're like, oh God. And this is where we find out that Maurice, while she was looking for Pumpkin, stepped in shit in her new shoes. And she proceeds to stink up Margot's casita with it. Because she just walks in and they're like, oh God, what is that smell? And then they look at her shoe and it's like, oh, get out. Go clean off your shoe. It's gross.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, Ms. and Maurice have enough. They're stressed. They're tired. They just need a break from all of it. And so they go on a lunch date because screw it. We're going on a lunch date because we need a break. We need to get away from the moving. We need to get away from the dust and the dirt and all of it. And they just need a little them time.
Yeah. So Marjo is watching the baby and they go.
And they go. And they go to this lovely restaurant in Austin where they sit down and they're basically saying how they're planners. When you're a WWE superstar, your entire life is planned to the guns, which makes complete sense because it's your time away from work is incredibly valuable and you want to make sure that you maximize it as much as possible. So in the case that you're moving, you only have a certain number of days that Miz is available to be there to take care of everything. Otherwise, it all falls to Maurice to do, which that's not what Miz wants. He doesn't want to dump all of this on his wife. So he's trying to be there, but now everything's screwed up. And they keep saying that everything's screwed up. Like everything that could have gone wrong in this move has gone wrong. You know, the bus broke down. Their stuff is lost somewhere. You know, they were late leaving. You know, all these problems that they've had. The house wasn't ready, you know, on and on and on. All these problems. Basically, Murphy's Law has kicked in and everything that could go wrong has gone wrong. So they're like, you know, basically, we're going to stop planning. We have a kid now and they can adjust, but the baby can't. So they're just going to slow down a little bit. They're going to start to relax. And I mean, I feel like a little bit that Miz has definitely earned that. He's earned the right to slow down a little bit.
But he really hasn't yet.
He really hasn't yet, but I mean, she's still, Monroe Sky's still very, very, very young. I would suspect when she gets to be a toddler that if we don't see him really start to slow down, because that's when you're going to start forming everything, you know, in terms of her behavior. I mean, you're forming it now, but when she starts to get mobile, that's when things are going to get fun for them. So he'll have to slow down then.
Oh, yeah.
But until then, they've made that decision. Hey, let's slow down. Let's chill out. You know, let's just enjoy this. Let's enjoy being together. Let's enjoy having her being little. Let's enjoy life. Because, you know, they're sitting there and they're just talking about it. And as they're sitting there, the waiter brings lunch and it has caviar on it. And they laugh about the fact that they're sitting here complaining about their lives and they're eating caviar.
And then they're eating caviar. They A-list their lifestyle and they're mocking it and everything.
Reese is like, we're such assholes.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
It's like, I love that they found the humor in that.
Yeah.
You know, that it's like, you know, for everything that's gone wrong, we're sitting here complaining and we're eating caviar. We gotta be doing all right for ourselves if that's the case, you know?
Oh, yeah.
So the fun begins, basically, where they're going to kick back and have fun, that they're going to go line dancing and they're going to a dude ranch. And Miz basically tells Marjo that, you know, to make up to her for leaving her on the leaving her on the side of the road, that he's going to find her a cowboy. Because apparently she's super into cowboys. And I quote, she wants a tall man with huge hands. Lord Jesus, please do not let her meet Mark Calloway. She will lose her mind.
Large hands means anywhere.
Anyway, large hands means large hands. I don't know what you're talking about. So we're going to go horseback riding at this dude ranch. And Miz has a horse. Maurice has a horse. And they bring Marjo this little pony. And she's like, what the hell is this? And so they have to lasso for a horse. Miz does terribly. And Marjo lassos herself a cowboy. And then she starts hitting on him.
Of course.
And we see her riding the horse, not the cowboy. And the guy's like, oh, you're a natural at it. You're wonderful at it. And she's like, yeah, I'm wonderful at other things, too. So they all have fun. They have a bunch of laughs. And then they're line dancing. And Maurice is like, I have no idea how to do this. I'm French Canadian. We don't do this where I'm from. So she does basically line dancing LA style, which is headbanging. And Miz is apparently the ultimate line dancer. But yeah, also we should note that before they go to set all this up, Miz shows up in Wranglers, plaid, and a cowboy hat and cowboy boots.
Not just any Wranglers, brand new Wranglers, because they were blue as blue can be.
Yeah. Yeah, they were. Yeah, they were. He could have run those through the washing machine a time or two before he wore them. But, yeah, and so Maurice is very much into the Wranglers. As they're leaving the dude ranch, we see her pinching his ass repeatedly. Marriage goals, y'all. Marriage goals. So the fun is over. Miz goes off to Saudi Arabia. And when you know it, he leaves and the moving trucks arrive. And she calls him and she's like, guess what's here? And he's like, God damn it. So basically, Maurice has to oversee the entire move into the house on her own with Marjo, watching Monroe Sky as she does this and basically coordinating the movers and the unpackers and the organizers and the designers and everything else she's having come through the house to take care of this for her. And at one point, she's like in the kitchen, like basically gushing pouring her heart out to this one poor woman who's trying to unpack. And the woman's like, okay, all right, I'm going to leave. And Maurice is like, no, I need a therapist. And they're like, you need a terrorist or you need a therapist because of her accent. And Maurice is like, a therapist. Like, it's so funny.
It really was.
It was hilarious because you could just tell it's just this moment where Maurice has just like had it. And she's just like, I just need to talk to somebody. And my husband is not here. And my mother is off somewhere. So please, will you just listen to me vent?
Yeah, pretty much.
And so she gets everything more or less unpacked and organized. It's all in the house. Everything's good to go. And Miz comes home to it and he's basically complimenting her. He's fawning over her. She's the best wife in the world. He gives her an imaginary award because she did it all on her own. which you have to applaud Maurice for that.
Yeah.
You really, really do. And as we come to a close on the show, Miz says that, you know, despite things going wrong, he's very grateful for everything he has. You know, he has a wonderful daughter. He has a wife who loves him, who's strong and independent and fierce. He's a family who loves him. He has a wonderful home. He has everything he could ever ask for. And he's beyond grateful for his life and everything that he's achieved in his life. And as we're having this touching moment where Miz and Maurice and Monroe are, you know, all looking at each other in a loving way, Monroe farts, breaking the moment, as so often in life that happens. And Miz is like, that was not me. And then he's super proud because he's like, that's my daughter.
That's my daughter.
That she's mine.
She is definitely mine.
Maurice is just like, oh, God. But yeah, so that does it for Ms. and Mrs. Like I said, it's very sad that it's episode 6 because I want more.
Well, we'll get more eventually, probably next year. So at least we're going to get more, a full season next time too, which makes it so much better.
It does make it better. It makes it a lot better. I can't wait for that. I can't wait for the shenanigans. I hope they keep the formatting and they keep everything exactly like it is. They don't try to over-dramatize it or anything like that, because like I said, this was such a breath of fresh air, because it's like, oh God, it's another reality show. It's gonna be overhyped and over-dramaed and everything else. And it's like, no, that's not what this is. This is just literally Miz and Maurice, their life and all the awkward moments that happen in it. And you just sit there and you're like, I've had that happen. I've had that happen. I've had that happen. And then it's like in the sweet, tender moments that aren't over sugared, you know, it's like the baby farts or the dog is eating out of the bowl or drinking out of the bowl, breaking the moment.
Yeah, it works perfectly.
Like, it's just, I love it. I love it so much. And I can't wait for next season.
Same here. I'm looking forward to it. I really enjoyed the show. I'm sad it's only 6 episodes, but we'll get more and hopefully some point a lot more. Hope it goes on and on for a long time.
May it run for 20 years.
Exactly.
If they want it to.
If they want to.
But I think that does it for us, at least for this version of the show. So you guys can tune in to the past episodes on RackRadioShow.com and WildTalkRadio.com. And don't forget to check out our Total Bellas review. That's up and available on those websites. And coming soon, because we've mentioned it a lot on this particular review, is Total Divas. That's on its way back. So you'll have to stay tuned for when that drops. And at some point, if it ever gets made, there's going to be one more timeless review. Because God damn it, we are going to get our closure. So help us God, we will get our closure, because they're going to make a 2-hour movie, supposedly, for Timeless to do a series finale for that. So we'll keep you posted on when that's going to come out. But we did it! We're going to get closure! Because damn it, you just cannot leave me hanging like that. I'm sorry. You just, no. I refuse. I will not be satisfied until Rufus is saved and he and Gia are perfectly happy together.
Make sure you follow us on social media. It's Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter, Stitcher, iTunes, Google Play, Instagram. You name it, Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network and twitch.tv/WTR Live is all the ways you can find us when we're live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern.
You can follow me on Twitter at Lindsay Ward, LNSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we'll see you Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on WildTalkRadio.com. Till then, bye!